right, Dean, our top 10 sophomore films. Now, sophomore, for anyone who doesn't know what that means, it's not part of a university. So if you actually Google just the word sophomore, that's what's going to come up. Now, we're talking about the second film from directors, a director's second film they did.
So do you mean the film they did after their first film,
Hendo? Not the third one.
Not the third one.
You better redo your list.
Sorry, I've stuffed up here. I thought it was any film except for the first one.
No. Second film, all right? You need some time?
Always need time, Hendo.
I mean, I felt like I needed a lot of time with this one because there are so many good second films.
Yeah, honestly, the easiest way to do this list, I found, was to just go through my like current loose all-time greatest films from number one and just be like, was this their second film? Oh my God, it was. Was this their second film? Oh my God, it was.
I'm telling you right now, I have 14 five-star bangers. Like, my honorable mentions go into five-star bangers here. If you want to include all the 4.5-star films I found, we're up to 37.
Yeah, okay. I didn't go through all the 4.5-star films, but I also have 14 five-star bangers of sophomore films.
Yeah, this is crazy. Now, some of the stipulations, TV movies don't count as well. It's basically their second theatrical released film. So there might be some questionable ones along the way. I think there might be two, maybe. But I think they're all quite solid.
Nice.
But we're going to kick it off with you, Dean. As usual, what is your number 10?
My number 10 is from director Damien Chazelle.
Yes.
It is Whiplash.
Whiplash.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know what his first film is?
Something about music, probably. The jazz something.
No. It's like
all that jazz. Like,
no.
The jazz singer. Jazz.
Something about sitting on a park bench.
Sitting on a park bench playing jazz.
Has to be jazz.
It's always jazz. Yeah, Whiplash. Well, what a movie. I'm surprised you didn't give a reaction like, ooh, that might come up, or yeah, it didn't make my list. So yeah, I'm surprised. You're definitely staying mum there, aren't you? Is that the expression?
Coy.
I think staying mum is like being quiet. Which is funny because mums aren't traditionally quiet. Anyway, Whiplash. What an intense film. It's so quick, you know, but it hits all the right moments. This film is incredible. The editing, the camera movement,
the music,
J.K. Simmons. It's nuts, and I love it, and it's my number 10, Hendo.
Very good. All right. My number 10 is a film that we've done a breakdown on. It is from director Giuseppe Tornatore, and I'm going with Cinema Paradiso.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah. Now, his first film was called The Professor. I've not seen that, but I have seen Cinema Paradiso.
Nice.
And I must tell you, it is quite a phenomenal film.
It is. Very emotional film.
Yes. Now, I'm not going to go too far into it because all you lovely patrons have most likely heard our breakdown on it, but that's what's my number 10.
Very good. My number 9 is... It is Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator.
Just missed my list.
Really?
Yeah,
not a big Terminator guy.
It actually is number 11.
Okay, fair enough.
That's how big this list is, that I had to squeeze the Terminator off this list.
It is so big that it is too big that it can't fit in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
Yes. Now, Terminator's amazing. You all know that. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, let's move on to another film that we've done a breakdown on. I'm talking about from director Guy Ritchie with Snatch.
Oh my God, that's my number 8.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Snatch. How good's Snatch?
That's crazy.
It's just so much fun. It's so quotable. It's so British.
I mean, we quoted the absolute piss out of it in the breakdown. I think we just read the script.
Script is great.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, fast paced, editing's fantastic, score's great. It's all fun. All fun and games with Snatch. Love it.
Yeah, we love Snatch. My number 7 is
not your number 7.
Oh, no. Your number 8. Your
number 8.
Yeah, okay. Your number 8.
This is where I've got Whiplash. Damien Chazelle.
Very nice.
This could go up higher maybe on a rewatch. I've only seen it once, but I saw it once in early 2015.
I've seen it twice.
And loved it. And haven't watched it since, basically because I'm waiting for it for the breakdown.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's a few movies out there in the top 250 that I won't watch now because of this. Thanks a lot, podcast. But Whiplash is definitely one of them. Warrior would be another one.
Ooh, Warrior.
Okay, my number 7 is from director Darren Aronofsky.
Okay.
It is Requiem for a Dream.
Just missed my list.
Wow. Yeah, Requiem for a Dream. What a harrowing tale of drug abuse.
Yes.
But wonderfully directed.
Have you seen his first film?
What's his first film?
I think it's Pi, like P-I.
No, I haven't seen Pi. I've heard of Pi. And I can picture the poster, which is a giant pie symbol.
Yes.
Not an apple pie.
Warm
That's American
apple
pie.
Pie. Yeah, very deep and disturbing film. Very hard to watch. So, yeah, good pick.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Hendo. Can you match it?
Well, yeah, because it's not on my list, so all these films are better.
Go
like
on.
This one from director Danny Boyle with Trainspotting.
Did not make my list.
The better drug movie.
It is not the better drug movie.
It is the better drug
movie. It paints drugs as fun and everyone should do it. And like, come on, Hendo. We need drug movies that tell us not to do drugs. I saw the first half of Trainspotting, and I'll tell you, those drugs, they look pretty cool.
They were so good that it turned the rest of the movie off and started drugs. Yeah, we've done a breakdown on this. I'm pretty sure my next four of them we've done breakdowns on.
Have we done? I won't say that. Yeah, I think I'm the same. Four out of the next six for me, I think we've done a breakdown on.
Yeah, but Trainspotting is fantastic. Obviously, go check out the breakdown if you haven't, because it's a lot of good fun there for old Trainspotting. Danny Boyle at number 7.
Very good. All right, my number 6 is from director Mel Gibson. And it is Freedom itself. Braveheart. We done a breakdown on Braveheart?
No, we have not, Dean.
Okay, I wasn't sure. That was the one I was like, have we? I don't know. Anyway, Braveheart. Yeah, epic film.
What was his first film? Because I got to tell you, I don't have Braveheart on my list.
Really?
But if I did,
it wouldn't make it.
It wouldn't make it. It'd probably be, I think it'd be at 12, just after the Terminator.
Ooh, yeah. No, I had a look. He's definitely got it. He starred in his first film as well.
Just fact checking this one.
You fact check away, Hendo.
I had a look at a lot of lists, and I did not see Braveheart pop up.
Maybe you just assumed it was his first film.
Let's see. Not as an actor. Let's go for a director. Let's see, 8 movies.
Yes.
Ah, The Man Without a Face, his first movie. Very good. Okay, but yeah, Braveheart, number 2, followed by Passion of the Christ, Apocalypto, and Hacksaw Ridge.
You like that? I didn't include the Mel Gibson directed... Mel Gibson Goes Back to School.
That's fantastic.
The 54-minute film. I mean, surprisingly, it has a 7.0 on IMDb.
Is it Mel Gibson Goes Back to School now? Because that'd be fun.
No. In 93, Man Without a Face.
Look at that. I would have 15 5-star bangers then on this list.
There you go. Maybe next time do your research a bit better.
Not really, because it's not on my top 10, so why would I need to?
Well, you just said you did your research to 30-something with 4.5-star films, so...
That's true, I did.
Yeah, you just missed it, like an amateur. Braveheart's fantastic. That's my number 6.
All right, my number 6 is from director Bryan Singer, and I'm going with The Usual Suspects. And I think Dean has also not done his list properly.
Speaking of not doing research...
The hypocrisy!
How did I miss The Usual Suspects?
Now you know what it's like, hey?
Let me have a look at this. What was his... Director Bryan Singer?
His first movie was Public Access.
I mean, is that a real movie, Hendo?
90 minutes long.
It looks like a movie.
Yeah.
90 minutes long.
He did do a short called Lion's Den, which doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. Yeah, you are right.
There you go.
God, do you see who wrote Public Access?
No, I thought you were going to talk about Usual Suspects, because I'm pretty sure Christopher McQuarrie wrote Usual Suspects.
I mean, if you had to guess who wrote Public Access, who would you say?
Bryan Singer.
Christopher McQuarrie, you idiot! Yeah. You were so close. How did you not get that?
The Usual Suspects is my number 6. I felt like this movie has maybe dropped down my list over the last several years.
But have you watched it recently?
I've seen enough of it over the last couple of years where it's been fresh in my mind. And I don't know. Maybe it's dropped down a couple of spots.
I think that it has been forever, many, many years, obviously, since you've watched The Usual Suspects. I think maybe you're forgetting its power.
Where would you put The Usual Suspects on the list then, if you were to put it on there now?
If I was to put The Usual Suspects on there...
I mean, hold on. You said you went through all your 5-star bangers.
I missed it. Okay, I'm sorry. I know you think I'm perfect, but I'm not, Hendo. Okay, where would it end up on my list? Yeah. It would end up...
Number 1!
Making my top 5.
Oh, that sucks so bad.
It would make my top 5, and my number 5 would drop down one.
Oh. Well, you want to retcon that now? We can still fit that into your top 5. You can put that at number 5, and then we'll...
Do we want to retcon it? I guess. What is this? The patron bit?
Yeah, you can just put your 5 and your 6 down. You can just tell us what your old...
That
six
means
old
Whiplash
five.
Won't make my top 10.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Go on then. What was your original number 6 then?
You mean my original number 5?
Oh, you just did your number 6, didn't you?
Yeah.
Braveheart.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was your original number 5?
Okay, so let's rewind this. All right, my number 6 is The Matrix, Hendo.
Ooh!
Directed by the Wachowskis.
Yes. Have you seen Bound, their first movie?
I don't think so.
Nah.
It's meant to be good,
though.
I might
have remembered it. Key scenes.
Weight 105. Yeah. In your bra. Yeah, no, I've seen a couple of scenes. The Matrix. I can't believe this didn't make my top 5. Just goes to show the quality of films here. Like, this is actually a ridiculous list. The Matrix. I mean, Just an incredible sci-fi film, incredible action film, visually stunning, score's fantastic. Yeah, I love The Matrix.
Fantastic. All right, Dean, what is your number five?
All right, my number five will come as no surprise to some, is Bryan Singer's The Usual Suspects.
I am deeply shocked at this.
I thought you would be. I really did think you would be. I think people forget how good this film is, and I hope.
I'm sorry, I'm ratting you out here. You did not have this on your
list. I hope.
And you found out live that you missed this. And you pulled your original number five down to number six.
I hope, Hendo. And hope is a good thing. Usual Suspects. I mean, how can you not love a film with Kevin Spacey in it? Am I right?
Well, this won't be the only time we're talking about Spacey.
You are correct. The 90s Spacey's era was something. But no, Usual Suspects. Haven't seen it in ages. I'm looking forward to rewatching it. All right, Hendo, what is your number five?
My number five is the film that we've just done a breakdown on, Dean. I'm talking about Frank Darabont's The Shawshank Redemption.
Ah.
Yes. Now, there is some question about this. Is this his second film? And yeah, he did a TV movie as one of the first two that you can see popping up. But no, this is his second theatrically released movie. So it definitely counts. And considering that this is the reason, like The Shawshank Redemption is the reason why we did this list, it'd be pretty weird to not include The Shawshank Redemption.
I would agree, Hendo. It may make my list.
I think it's going to.
All right, my number four is from director David Fincher. Just on David Fincher, have you seen Mindhunter?
No.
So I think I watched like an episode and fell asleep. I think Brother Shane recommended I watch Mindhunter and Unabomber.
Yeah, okay.
And I got a bit bored. I don't know. Maybe I just fell asleep and never went back to it. And I watched Unabomber and that was awesome. And then I never went back to Mindhunter. I started Mindhunter recently.
Yeah.
It's incredibly good.
Unabomber? Mindhunter.
Mindhunter.
Okay.
It's like Zodiac, but a series. And let's be honest, not as slow.
Okay.
It's like the star is Jonathan Groff.
Yeah.
And the guy who's in Fight Club as the like big tough guy with the buzz cut.
Okay.
You'd know him if you saw him, 100%. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's in as well. It's really, really good.
Does Jonathan Groff think that the murderer is John Adams?
He might. That was good. I like that. But I didn't even say it. My number four film is, of course, Seven.
Yes, very good.
I mean, Fincher, he came out with Alien 3.
Yeah, which, you know, he doesn't even consider his own movie. He got screwed by the studio.
Ooh,
so
maybe
this be his first movie?
But no, it's definitely his second film and definitely an absolute classic.
It definitely is. All right, my number four is from the Wachowskis with their second film, The Matrix. And after their first movie, Bound, I'm pretty sure when we did The Matrix breakdown, one of the trivia pieces was that they were going to do The Matrix first, but they needed to do something first to show that they could do The Matrix.
Yeah, so they needed to do like a $20 million film before a studio gave them $100 million.
Yeah, so they did Bound and then they got to do The Matrix and put them on the map because The Matrix is just sensational.
Yeah, and they've gone on to direct things like Cloud Atlas.
Matrix 2 and 3.
And
Speed Racer. And Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah.
Not the greatest track record after The Matrix.
Unlucky.
Well, let's see what The Matrix 4 has to offer.
And they're directing it, yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
Both of them?
As far as I know, they are.
And Keanu's back, obviously.
They're all back.
Is Carrie Ann back?
Yeah.
Is Morpheus back?
I think Fishman's back. I think everyone's back.
Wow. Hugo?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Why not?
I don't know. I have not heard his name.
Hugo.
Would you like me to look up a bit of post-production here on this film?
Do it. Because is it coming out this year?
I think it was supposed to, but I think it's coming out next year now.
Man, that's so good.
Did you ever hear the news that John Wick 4 and The Matrix 4 were supposed to come out the same day?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
That was never going to happen.
I mean, it was. It was scheduled.
No. Yeah, it was never going to happen.
I had it in there. It was called Keanu Reeves
God
Day.
God intervened. Keanu Reeves Day. No, because that would hurt both movie studios.
Oh, it's supposed to be coming out end of this year.
Yeah, I thought it was like December this year.
Let's see. Keanu Reeves, Carrie-Anne Moss, Christina Ricci.
Don't care.
Jonathan Groff.
Sorry, I just came a little.
Jada Pinkett Smith, Neil Patrick Harris. I don't see any Lawrence Fishburne here.
You promised me Morpheus.
Or Hugo Weaving for that matter.
You should not have to scroll this far to find Lawrence Fishburne.
Uncredited cameo maybe? Oh, no, that's it. Doesn't look like there's any Morpheus or Agent Smith here. Yep.
You said the whole gang was back.
Don't want to watch this anymore.
Yeah, I swear to God, if the architect is in it. Do you reckon Dozer will be in it?
Oh, he didn't.
It doesn't matter if he died, right?
Okay, he did die. It was Tank that survived.
Aren't they resetting the Matrix?
I don't know. It says on IMDb the plot is currently unknown.
This movie could be anything.
I think the plot currently unknown could apply after you see the movie as well.
I mean, this could be terrible. You realize.
I mean, what are we going off here? The third one?
What do you mean, what are we going off?
I mean, we left The Matrix on a super low note. It's not like we could be like, oh, this is going to be good.
I'd like to think that they know the reception of the movie and they're going to try and better it. But having looked at their track record recently, I tell you, like, it's going to look good, but who knows what this thing will be? It will be a clusterfuck of philosophy. Put that on the poster.
I'm going to be optimistic. That's
a clusterfuck of philosophy. Dean Jeffrey, Movie Journey Podcast.
I'm optimistic, okay. All right, that's my number four. Up to your number three.
I wish I could tell you what my number three is, Hendo, but I don't remember it because it's Memento. Christopher Nolan, Memento.
Very good.
I thought so.
Do you like following?
Sorry, I'm not following you. No, not overly. It's a bit slow.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. What do you give it? Three?
Three stars. Yeah. Passable.
Yeah, I don't think I passed it. Gave it the old F.
Wow.
Yeah, number three, Memento.
You can give it the D.
Guy Pearce is great.
Carrie Ann Moss, back again.
Joey Pants,
also from The Matrix. These two. Little Matrix duo there.
Reunion.
Yes, reunion. A year later after The Matrix.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Memento. My number three.
Fantastic. All right, my number three, you just mentioned it before. It is David Fincher's Seven.
Wow. Yeah, can't argue with that.
Yep. We've had a very lengthy discussion about this movie already.
Lengthy?
Yeah, very lengthy. Check out the breakdown if you want. But yeah, fair to say that we very much enjoy this film.
Speaking of lengthy breakdowns, we have what was our first ever two-part breakdown, which we did not plan for. We just talked so much. We were like, holy shit, we probably should stop now. It is from director QT Pie, Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction.
We've done 7 two-parters now.
Let's see if I can name them. Pulp Fiction, Shawshank, Godfather 1 and 2.
Because they were the most recent ones, you remember. What are the other
We've three? Done 3 other two-parters.
Yeah, Dean.
What? Are you serious?
Wow, Dean. I cannot believe.
Is it really long stuff?
I really hope I've got some listeners out there just screaming into their headphones now.
We've done more. We've done 3 more. If you'd said one more.
This is an outrage.
If you'd said one more, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough. Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, you dickhead.
All 3 of them, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's fair. I was going to say, I don't remember doing 3. Yeah, okay. All right. Moving on. Pulp Fiction. Yeah, fantastic film. So quotable. So fun. So cool.
Yes.
I'm sure we might hear it from you, Hendo,
soon
enough.
I think you get to the point now where we've already mentioned the movies we've already spoken about. So let's just continue on here. My number two is Christopher Nolan's Memento. And boy, oh boy, I can't wait for that breakdown.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun with that one. But over to your number one, Dean. I think we know what this one is.
It is. It is, of course, American Psycho. No, it's not American Psycho. Just missed my list. It is Frank Darabont's Shawshank Redemption.
Very good.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yep, there's not much more we can say about that. Much like my number one, which you just mentioned, and we've done a big two-parter breakdown on that one. It is Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. I think there's a little bit of a controversy out there for his apparent first movie he did, my best friend's birthday or something. But
I think it's called My Best Friend's Wedding.
No, it's not.
How good is that movie,
but
though?
But apparently this movie got lost in a fire or some shit a very long time ago.
Lost in the fire?
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs is his first film, all right? So just ease up, all right? He would even say that. But yeah, Pulp Fiction, number one sophomore film of all time.
Do we want to run through a couple of honorable mentions?
I can run through a lot of honorable mentions.
Just do a couple.
Go fuck yourself.
Adaptation.
No, I'm going to go
Eternal Sunshine.
I'm going to go with
The Deer Hunter.
The Terminator. Saw. Braveheart for me. Shaun of the Dead. The Deer Hunter for me.
Hold on. Saw?
Yeah, Lee Whannell.
No, I know who directed it. You think that's his second film?
No, you don't,
film?
Because it wasn't Lee Whannell. It was James Wan, you twat.
You think that's his second film?
James Wan's second film is Saw, because his first film is a movie called Stygian.
Ah, Stygian.
Ah, you clearly have not done your research.
I did a lot of research. More for this list than most, believe me.
Also starring Lee Whannell in that film.
Didn't he direct it?
Let's see, what else have I got here? You mentioned Requiem for a Dream. I got Boogie Nights, Adaptation, Little Women, little Greta Gerwig there.
Yeah. That's moving into 4.5-star territory.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to keep going. Midsommar, Creed, sure. Moonlight, Alien,
Shaun of the
Sunshine.
Dead.
I said Shaun of the Dead. Eternal
Creed?
Sunshine, Lahane, Superbad, Road Trip Edition.
Lahane? Seriously?
Yeah, Lahane.
You loved Lahane.
Yes, I have. You know this. The Incredibles, Brad Bird there.
You know what's incredible? That you loved Lahane.
Speaking of Lee Whannell, Upgrade. There's Lee Whannell's second film. Superman the movie. Free Solo. Selma. The Rock.
Solo.
Michael Bay.
Wow.
Free Solo, you idiot. 21 Grams. There's a good one. Wind River and Predator. Okay. They're all sophomore films that are very, very, very good.
Okay.
But enough about our extensive list of honorable mentions. Let's see what the listeners have to say.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
All right, just looking on Facebook here at our Movie Journey discussion group from Sam Hurley. We have Pulp Fiction.
Nice.
Also, Seven and Boy, which hasn't been mentioned.
A little Taika Waititi. Very good. I like Boy.
Also on Facebook from Talon Crichton. Shaun of the Dead.
Nice.
Memento.
Fantastic.
Seven.
Yes.
I was like, what adjectives are you going to keep going with? And you ran out after two and went with, yes. And adaptation.
Lovely. All right, over on our Patreon page from Mr. Chris Beardsall from 10 to 1, El Topo. I don't know what that film is.
It's a sequel to...
Here we go. El Wano.
Sure. Better than my silence.
Boogie Nights at number 9, followed by Requiem for a Dream, Shaun of the Dead, The Shawshank Redemption, number 5 with Midsommar, 4 is The Matrix, 3 is American Psycho, 2 is Seven, and 1 is Pulp Fiction.
Very good.
All right, Paul from the Filmbusters has gone with his top 6, just because he can.
Why not?
All right, number 6, he's got Jordan Peele's Us, followed by The Matrix. Number 4 is Saw, 3 is Snatch, 2 is The Devil's Rejects. You could have kept that one off your list. And number 1 is American Psycho.
Fantastic.
And lastly here, from Nerd Revert with his top 10, from 10 to 1, American Psycho, Moonlight. Ooh, Wes Anderson's Rushmore is on his list there, Dean. Followed up by Bong Joon-ho's Memories of Murder. Boogie Nights is next.
No.
Shaun of the Dead, 7. Number 3 is Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation.
Okay, yeah, I'm surprised we haven't heard that.
Number 2, Pulp Fiction. And number 1, Memento. Fantastic movies all around, if I do say so myself. Probably the best list we'll end up doing. Unless, of course, we do top 10 movies of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
And it might be pretty goddamn close. No, that's going to do it for this list. Thank you very much, everyone, for checking out the episode. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.